Who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
You never did, and who helped you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Coming in the name of...
Madhouse Radio.
Welcome back to the Madhouse.
Yeah, Madhouse Radio coming out to a very professional show. We're the most professional show out there, aren't we?
That's right.
Hell yeah.
And
yeah.
We get paid lots and lots of money.
And we got sponsors.
We got a new sponsor this weekend.
We got a new sponsor, man.
We were working on it. We were keeping it a secret until today.
Yeah, it came through.
We're so happy about it coming through today.
That's why we are late tonight. We had a last minute meeting. But I'm excited about it. Even Milkman. Okay. Milkman, are you here? What's up, Milkman? What is it?
Please say, man, Carlito.
I guess we're okay. We'll keep
this madhouse, shall we?
All right, I've got the mics right in my... You know what happened? You know, this guy, KDK, Will, he's, like, insistent that I go in this... And Milkman's bothering me over the weekend. You got to come in Ventrilo and talk on Ventrilo. I go in there, it's the most boring thing in the world.
What is it?
I don't know. Ventrilo's like... It's like this right here, this TeamSpeak thing, but, like, the PCU people are hanging around in there all the time now. They got this Ventrilo fever, and I go in there, and it messes up my microphone settings. You know, in order for them to hear me, I have to tweak my microphone settings, and then it ends up messing it up for this show. I had it nice and perfect, just like I wanted it, and now it messed it up. Milkman, this is your fault, sir. Your fault.
Damn it! I'm gonna have to talk to the administrator then.
All right, then.
We'll take us up in the Madhouse boardroom, then. I'll have to talk to him.
I don't know. We got to call an emergency meeting of the Madhouse boardroom. We'll make that so.
That's right. I got it. Check.
He's writing it down. Right. You see these, man? I got one of these from the source.
I got two from the source.
Is he selling them?
No, it's coming free with the every purchase of, like, $60 or more.
He hooks you up with one of those. That's awesome,
That's
man.
Great. You know why? It works out for him. Because the amount that you have to fill up in here,
yeah, that's why
it uses it all up. So you're gonna be coming back.
Yeah. If I could get some Regis, you know, I was like, I might use this if I get some Regis.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
but
like,
I'm not gonna fill up with
this. Yeah, with Crip, that's gonna just fucking. You're
we're
gonna
talking
have
about
the whole shit.
It's the Cyclone pre-rolled cone blunt, and it's over at ZenSmoke.com. It's made in the Philippines, Milkman. How about that, huh? You're Filipino. Right on, man.
You're full of beans.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's shit, man.
You're full of penis. So here we are. What's going on?
That's right.
Real quickly, what's going on in the news, everybody? Who died? Anybody dead?
Yes, Brad Delp died.
He killed himself, right? That's what I hear, that he killed himself.
Yes.
He did. Oh, my God, that's right. Didn't he light two grills up in his bathroom and killed himself with carbon monoxide poisoning? Will, why don't you just kill yourself, right?
Why would you want to do that?
That's how he committed suicide. He lit two grills in the bathroom. Once again, I'm coming in really low, man. I'm barely audible, I think. This sucks, man. Anyway, there was something
I think
else.
You sound great.
No, well, thanks, man. There was something else that I wanted to mention, someone who had died or something that had happened, but you know what, right now I don't even remember, and I can't think about it, and you know, who really cares? How about we do some prank calls? How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan, man.
Let's do a prank, man. What do you say?
Maybe I will remember as the night goes on.
Yo, from what I see over here, there was a female teacher having sex with a 15-year-old male student in a car parked behind an elementary school.
With a what?
Yes, and that was in Georgia.
Okay.
That wasn't in Florida, actually.
Is
wow.
There a, is there a picture this time?
I don't know. I
doubt there
is.
Let's see the picture of the teacher. You got to have a picture of the teacher.
Nah, it's just the article.
Oh,
ooh,
see.
That's
back.
Not real. Give me a picture.
Yeah, everybody out there, find out that a former teacher in Whitfield County, Georgia, her name is Frances Cook. Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, said the sex was in a parked car behind an elementary school. Wow, man.
With a 15-year-old boy.
That's, and how old is she?
That's brave. She got balls.
How old is she? It doesn't say how old she is.
That's a whole bitch.
It don't matter, son.
It doesn't matter, man. But I'll tell you what, there were a few teachers that I would
have. Oh, I had plenty.
My God.
I had, no, I only had like two.
Some damn hot ass MILF action.
That's right.
Yeah, the cheerleader teacher, man.
My roommate got MILF.
The head cheerleading coach was hot at my school. She was dating the head football player. The head football player. No. Don't laugh because that was a slip, but that was a true slip. She was dating the head coach of the football team, Coach Worthington, and our top football player, unnamed, was hooking up with her twice, sir. At least that's what was said. You know, I don't know if it was true, but.
You know.
That was, and she was hot. Oh my gosh, she's like 30, some 32, I think.
Wow.
And she was like a cheerleader all through college.
She just had the mentality she could go back into high school.
I think she was a cheerleader with the Dolphins or the Bucks, something like that. Also,
she
like
wanted to go
years.
Back to high school.
And then
start all over again.
Yeah, but she was nice. So that never happened in the 90s. Apparently, it just started happening in the last 10 years. Whatever. That's what happens, right? You gotta tap into that work pool. What else? Is that it?
I think
that's
we're
it.
Done with the news.
Okay, good. That's the news. Fuck it. KDK fucked his English teacher in 11th grade. Well, there you go.
That's the talk.
Yeah. Yay, KDK, you go.
You know, I've never had a...
Yeah.
I've never had a friend that had no...
No sex?
No, actually, no. I've had one. I think I know one. Maybe two.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're like your friend's mom. Have you ever had... I had a friend that did someone else's mom.
No, I didn't have that friend. No, I did other people's wives too. I had a 6-month relationship and a 2-month relationship. I was 18 years old. I had a 2-month relationship with a woman who was 28 and married.
Wow.
And then when I was 20, when I was 24, I had a year-long relationship with a woman who was 23, who worked where we work. And she was married that whole time also.
Wow.
Yeah. I when I was young...
Hermano.
When I was young, when I was 18, 19, I was dating... I was, like, hooking up and hanging out with women who were, like, 26, 27. Whatever.
My dad was a pimp, too.
Hell yeah, man. No, I just like older women. Not anymore. Why?
I'm not a pimp, but my dad was.
Nice 30-year-old woman. You know, you go to the right part of town. You know what you do? You go, like, around noon or 1 o'clock to these grocery stores in the nice part of town.
Wow.
That's where the pimps women are. They're stay-at-home women, and they go out in the middle of the afternoon to the grocery store, and that's where you...
I thought you were going to tell me, you know what, you can go down to OBT, and you can be a pimp.
No, I'm saying
for $100, you can be a pimp.
I'm telling you how you get a milk. That's how you get a milk.
You know.
So what else? Nothing else?
I say
we're
we
okay?
try to
we
find something for
do,
a prank call,
we're
going
to do prank calls. Right, hang on, let me get that...
Let's going. Start early tonight.
A big fat smelly nigger says we must unite. We can't let the white man put us down. Don't let these whiteys listen to your show. This show is for colored folks only.
You know who we need to call on that one? Crazy fucker.
Al Sharpton. Crazy fucker. That's right. I got his number right here, sir. Matter of fact, we will call Crazy Fucker and get an explanation for what happened with him last week. It was out of hand. Well, don't you agree, Will?
Fuck that motherfucker.
Watch this. We're gonna. I want.
That's what I say.
It was kind of wacky him acting the way he did.
Yeah, he's a dick.
He was being a bit of a dick last week, and I'm gonna castigate him. We'll be right back with that.
The Yale. George Bush cheerleader cocksucker connection, you will see
what?
That George Bush is reputed by 29 Yale alumni to say that he's a fucking cocksucker.
Okay.
But
You just cracked yourself up.
We're gonna call the Jamaican Grill.
Hey, Carlito.
Jesus.
Before we do the prank call, can I tell you?
No.
Hey, can I tell you? Can I tell you this?
No.
I had to quit my job.
Why?
I had to quit my job.
I didn't know you were working.
Yeah, I was. I was a door-to-door dildo salesman.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's the job. I thought you were on SSI.
No, sir. I'm going to go on SSI.
Good.
But I'll tell you what, sir. I had to give up my job as a fucking door-to-door dildo salesman. You want to know why?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Why?
You know why? Because they were putting depleted uranium in the dildos.
In the dildos themselves,
they were,
huh?
They were putting... same guys that are making the bombs, Boeing aircraft and McDonnell Douglas and Lockheed, and they started putting depleted uranium in the
dildos.
Huh?
Yeah.
So I would tell all you women out there who think you're going to have a friend with your dildo, you better go out and find a real American citizen to have sex with.
Yeah,
because your dildos now are deadly. Because they're putting depleted uranium in them.
No more sex with machines. All right, can we do a prank call now?
All right,
hang on.
All right.
You hang on. We'll be right back
I'm
with that.
I'm hanging on to my testicles.
Yeah, you do that.
That's all my pirate testicles. God, is my big testicles. Harg.
Jesus, hi, how you doing, ma'am? Hello? Ma'am? Please, in the name of God, talk to me. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is this is important. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
This is Joe America. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. I'm here to ask you three questions, and if you fail the three questions, you will be deported and no longer be a citizen of America. Are you ready?
I'm going to help you, sir.
Okay. Who did America fight in the War of 1812? You have 2 seconds.
I'm sorry.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Who did America fight in the Spanish-American War? Go.
I'm sorry, sir?
Who did America fight in the Spanish-American War, sir?
Sir, this is Jamaican Grill.
I have reason to believe that you are a representative of a sleeper cell, and I'm asking you this question for you to prove that you're really an American, sir. Do you understand?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Look, I'm a big city lawyer.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Now answer my question. Who did America fight in the Spanish-American War?
I don't know.
You don't know who America fought in the Spanish-American War?
No, sir.
Sir, can you put your mom back on the phone, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you put your mom back on the phone?
My mom?
Yes, put your mom back on the phone.
This is Jamaican Grill, sir.
I know. Let me talk to the lady again, please. Thank you. I'm going to put him straight. Well, watch this.
Hello, Jamaican Grill.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, I don't understand what kind of operation you're running there, but this young man here is what kind of children are you raising there, ma'am?
Hello?
What kind of children are you raising?
Excuse me?
What kind of children are you raising? They're not patriotic. How does he not know who America fought during the Spanish-American War? You're a bad mother. You should be ashamed of yourself. What is your son's name?
Where are you trying to call? This is Jamaican Grill.
Yes, and I was talking to your son, and he made a very stupid comment, and I'm here to tell you that you're a bad mother. Your son. I was just talking to your son.
No, he's my manager.
No, he's your son. He told me himself. He's your 14-year-old son. Is he enrolled in school right now?
Jamaican Grill, this is a business. He's not a resident.
Yes, and we have reason to believe that there's a child there who's working, and he's a minor, and he's not supposed to be working, and he's not going to school. And
what's
I just talked. And I just talked to him.
Hold on, I'll transfer you to my.
Where's this going, Will? Where's this going, my God? Where is this going, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Where is this going? Who is this? Where have I gone?
Jamaican Grill.
Jamaican Grill, but who is this exactly? What is your position there? Is this Ms. Grill?
I'm the supervisor.
What is your name, Ms. Grill?
Jolie Novath.
Novath?
Obak, O-B-A-K.
That's not American, is it?
No, it's not, sir.
Where is it from?
I believe it's Japanese.
Now, let me ask you a very simple question. Oh, you're Asian?
I am Palawan.
We'll talk about that later. But what I want to ask you real quick is a simple question. Who did America fight during the Spanish-American War?
Are you calling to place an order?
I'm asking you a simple question. Who did America fight during the Spanish-American War?
Well, I have a job to do, and this is a restaurant.
That's not the answer.
If you place an order, then I'm sorry.
Listen, if you can't answer my question, I'm not going to put my order in, and it's a big order. This order will make your whole week.
Are those recordings or those, like...
No, this order will make your whole weekend in sales. You could close for the rest of the weekend, and you wouldn't lose a penny if you take my order.
Okay, your question again.
Who did America fight during the Spanish-American War?
Spanish-American War. Who did they fight here in Guam?
Yes, in Guam. Who did they fight? Who was the enemy during the Spanish-American War?
The Japanese.
Let me talk to your mother, please.
She's in Hawaii.
She's working there. I know she is. Why aren't you in school? We have reason to believe that this restaurant is employing 14 and 13-year-olds who are supposed to be in high school, and instead they're working here.
What?
Yes. So put your mother on the phone. I know she's making you work. It's okay. You don't have to be afraid. You're so dumb, you don't go to school, you can't answer that question. Put your mom on the phone, it's okay. We're the good guys. Go ahead, honey. It's okay, honey. Go put your mom back on the phone.
Hello?
May I talk to your mother, please?
Who?
Your mother, please. The woman who's not letting you go to school. Is this a different person? My associate is telling me this is a different person, I'm sorry. Are they gonna come back? Or are they just dancing around the phone now, like they do in Guam?
Pick up the phone. I command you.
Hello. Whatever. We're done.
The Japanese.
Stupid
idiot.
The Japanese.
How are you going to say the Japanese? The Spanish. I had to ask her three times. Spanish-American War.
The Japanese. That would be the Japanese-American War.
I thought all those Asians were smart, man. What the hell?
How come when it's Japan that's attacking us, it's the World War, but when it's just... Spanish. It's the Spanish-American.
Because Japan was part of the Axis, and the Axis was fighting in Europe and Africa and the Middle East and Asia.
Okay.
The World War, man. World War.
Everybody was mad.
Dude, you ever watch Jericho?
No.
That's a fucked up show. You need to watch that. We're being called by AT&T Security, everybody.
Quahog. It's Quahog.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what the fuck's up, brother?
What's up, Reckley? How are you, sir?
Oh, dude, I'm fucking peachy.
Yeah, good, man. I'm glad you're on. Are you listening to the show? What are your thoughts so far? It's really slow.
Who the fuck was that guy?
Who was the crazy
that
fucker?
Talking about the dildos and shit.
He's this crazy guy. He's funny sometimes, but if we let him on for too long, it's...
I don't know. That was pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
I have to hand it to you. That's pretty funny.
No, the guy plays an accordion. No kidding.
You know what's funny? At the studio, we got our accordion in the fireplace.
In the fireplace?
I swear to God, dude. I'll put a picture of it on it. It's just a weird thing. Like, somebody was fucking playing it, and the engineer got pissed off and threw it in there.
The engineer got pissed off because they were playing it, and it was...
Yeah, it's been there ever since. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't know.
That's funny. Did it actually burn? Is it, like, half burned?
No, it's just sitting in there. I mean, it's fucked up. I mean, but it's just sitting there. I just left it. It's a weird little hallmark of the play. I don't know. It's just bizarre.
That's funny.
So anyway, you want to hear the Busy Bone story real quick?
Yes. Tell me about, you know, Will, do you know who Busy Bone is? Remember him?
Busy Bone from,
Grab the phone. This is a good story. You might want to talk to Mr. Reckley.
Busy Bone from,
Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs. Yep.
Yeah. And he was in that song, with, the Riding Dirty with, what's his face?
I think somebody else.
Chameleonaire. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody came out with Alpha Omega. I think it was, It was Busy Bone.
Yeah. Alright, so what's up, man? This guy worked with him. Tell us the story, Reclute.
So, anyways, this guy's been here before. He did the whole album called The Gift.
Right.
Like, if you remember The Gift, I don't fucking remember it, but...
Was it in the 90s? Not 2000, I think, or something? 2001
something like that.
But
anyway, he did, like, a video with us and shit. We did a lot of shit for him. He was here for, like, a year, smoking weed, like, every fucking day, just sitting there, letting a beat run, and just fucking sitting there writing lyrics.
Shit.
His manager, now listen to this, this is the last crazy thing I'm going to tell you, and I'll tell you a story. His fucking manager said that guy is like 2,000 fucking songs.
And he hasn't done shit with them.
I know. It's like, I don't know. I would just like, I'm going to go, because we got like, tapes, all that shit. I'm going to go and start, I'm going to make a mix of it.
Yeah. The guy's, you know, talented, man. He was Bone, man. He was like the actual, the good talented one. He got.
I know. That
really
motherfucker came in. Listen to this shit, all right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I get a call like the day before he comes in, and this guy out of nowhere, he's some fucking label somewhere out west. I don't know. Dude's in L.A. He basically got him a deal with Virgin Records.
Okay.
Some guy got him his little comeback or whatever. So he's like, yeah, you want to, he's like, we need somebody to record real quick. It's like four remixes. It was like an Akon, a Beyonce, one, I don't even know who the fuck it was. It's like Mims or something. Does that sound familiar?
Mims.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've heard of him.
No, M-I-M-S or something? That's
yeah,
the only
Mims.
Thing.
I know who
they didn't even tell me who the fuck it was. They just put, like,
it?
Mims.
Yeah.
They numbered him and shit. But anyways, okay. The guy sent me, like, over the net and just rough MP3s, and then he flowed over them, and then they're going to mix them for real, like in L.A. or some shit.
Oh, shit.
So I got to record the vocals for him. But anyways...
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, you want? I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, definitely want to do something. I was like, I would cancel shit just to record that guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyways, I got to finally, like, I heard from my boss, like, he owes us a lot of money or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and he shows up late and he fucks up, but I think he's cleaned up his act or something. So anyways, I fucking get a knock at the door when he's supposed to come at like 11 in the morning. And this fucking guy comes in and is telling me about it. He's like, hey, this is Busy Bone's manager. Hi, I can't remember his name. real clean-cut fucking, like, lawyer, black lawyer dude.
Really? Like Nation of Islam looking, or?
Not really. Kind of like, just real cool. Dude.
Business
pretty
degree.
Cool. He's just
yeah.
real, like,
right.
real clean-cut dude. He's like, ah, we got to get the music rolling before Busy Bone comes in.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right. So I was like, what do you mean? What fucking music? And he's like, just play, like, one of the tracks you got.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right. So we start fucking playing it. And then he waits until I fucking have to play the music. And then he goes out and gets them.
Yeah,
he's sitting on the fucking SUV.
He had to have the music, like it was some kind of karmic thing? Or not karmic.
I don't know, dude. But it gets weirder and weirder.
Wow, he had a he's big, wow, that's crazy.
He had to walk in on the presentation.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just weird. So anyway, I start playing the first song, which is like that Mims shit or whatever.
Right.
And then fucking, he fucking starts coming dancing down the stairs and shit. And he just jumps in, he wearing this fucking weird-ass mink coat. And he's like, hey, how you doing, kiddo? he like talks like he raps.
He does, really?
You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah, he talks just like that.
Yeah, dude, and he's like, so I'm like, all right, and I started, and then, like, everything fucked up.
Oh, man.
Like, the whole thing, dude, I mean, it was, like, fucking so stressful, because, like, things were fucking up. There was a loud hum coming through the headphones. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Oh, shit.
So, but anyways, I fixed it in, like, 30 seconds. The dude was happy, and we started going.
Right.
And then fucking, he starts rapping, like, everything's cool, dude. The dude's, like, fucking magic. He just starts throwing down fucking rhymes like crazy. Like, he does, like, four takes right in a row.
Wow.
They, like, all match up, and they're all, like, different intervals and different, like, pitches. And he just kind of, like, flows in together. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
Wow.
It's fucking great.
Does he come in high? Which he does.
No, actually, I think he's off that shit.
Really?
He doesn't touch it at all? He's real eccentric. Didn't bring it. He used to be all the time.
Yeah, well, yeah, they rapped about weed and fucking
shit. Oh, my God,
dude, all
they
the
were
time.
Fucked
and
up.
They had that song about, like, X and shit.
Yeah,
too.
I think he's straight now. Yeah. He doesn't do that shit. But I'm sure, like, once he gets his fucking money again, he's going
to
be on that.
Yeah, the guy's talented, but I would love to hear that Akon, and that's, like, the perfect, like, union. Like, those two, rather Akon and Busy Bone, is probably going to be, like,
dude,
really
it was
cool
like,
sound.
I've been playing that the last fucking, ever since I recorded that, dude, I've been playing that over and over again. That shit is so bomb. If you ever heard that song, it's like, nobody want to see us together.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever heard that? That's what he rapped
on. That's me and my girl's song, so yeah. No.
Yeah. So that's it's going to be played and shit. It's going to be rapping on it.
And Busy Bone's going to be on it, too? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He's coming out. I hope he comes out strong with this kind of shit.
The flow is so fucking good on that. Like, the other ones are okay. He does one on Beyonce, like the song Listen, and I was like, what the fuck? But I tell you what, it's pretty badass. Like, I was thinking it was a weird song to kind of flow over.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was, I'll tell you what, it was, like, dramatic and shit. It was crazy.
Well,
like, he's doing all these weird call and response shits and just, I don't know, man. Anyways, so we're going, and all of a sudden, like, a weird thing happens, right? We're starting, and then he gets, like, real weird on me. Like, I fucking, like, I record, like, we start going, I think we get, like, two or three songs, he's like, I don't want to fuck with that song, let's go to the next one.
She's like, fuck it.
Yeah. So, and he wouldn't, okay. And he wouldn't even do, like, everything they wanted him to do. Like, the guy, it was weird, because the guy's in here with a cell phone, like, he had the label guy on the phone, and, like, listening to it.
On the phone? Like, yeah, he's going to be there, so they conference him on the cell phone?
I know, oh, it's like, can you really fucking hear it? Like, Jesus. I don't know. But anyways, he had it on. He's like, oh, listen, let me tell you what's going on. So basically, like, the manager's like the yes man guy.
The guy sounds funny.
You know what I'm saying? He was a pretty cool guy, though. But anyways, so fucking, it was the weirdest 2 hours of my life so far.
That's awesome. He's real eccentric, anyways, though. That's crazy,
he,
dude.
He
that's
starts,
awesome.
He just, all right, it gets real weird, right? So all of a sudden, we're getting to it. We do like four takes, and he throws a couple away. He starts fucking up and laughing and shit. And then he starts fucking up a take, and then he's like, hey, wait a minute, what'd you do to my low take? And I'm like, what do you mean?
The one he fucked up?
Yeah, he's like, what'd you do to my low take? And he's like, I was like, no, and I'm on it. You know, like, I don't even fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, so I play him back all, I solo every one of them that he just did.
Uh-huh.
I didn't delete anything.
Okay, good.
And then he's like, well, I'm going to go have a cigarette.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'm fucking sitting there. I'm like, well, I pissed him off or something. I asked the dude, and he's like, no, don't worry about it. He does this to every fucking engineer.
Really?
And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, because he's like, he's got pissed, and then he's like, no, he's watch, he'll have a smoke break, he'll come back down, and everything will be cool.
Hmm.
So then he goes and has a smoke break, and he's like, hey, what's going on? And he's just fucking fine again.
Yeah, it's almost like he needs a reason to take a break, like, so he gets all like, oh, there's some kind of, I don't know, he gets eccentric, like, all of a sudden.
He's hoping to be on a reality show.
I don't.
He's hoping to be on a reality show, man. That'd be some shit if Reckley ended up.
Dude, I'm telling you, that guy would be the dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah, but, man. You know, that's, man. Man, you know what sucks? Didn't they film, like, almost a whole season of the ODB reality show for MTV and they never aired it because he died?
Yeah, I think
that'd
now be that's cool one I'd love to see.
That'd be awesome to watch, man. ODB.
They should just sell that on one of them video
on DVD
networks.
Or whatever. Yeah, they should. They need to do that.
See, that's wild shit. They always have boring people on fucking reality shows.
Like, Andrew Dice Clay is so crappy.
I
saw an episode of that. I was like, oh, fuck this.
I thought it was going to be a great show, but
yeah,
I watched it, and I was
bullshit.
Like, I mean, he's just sitting there bitching like a fucking broad.
Yeah, and then he was faking the fight with his wife over the phone on the Stern Show, too, live. So I was like, eh. Whatever. Hey, man, you want to do some prank calls? We've had, like, one decent prank call tonight. And that's all we've had. You want to do some calls, man, or are you on the spot?
No, I'm never on the spot.
Awesome. All right.
Fucking, what was I going to say? But real quick, I just want to tell you the end of the story.
Right,
real quick.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's cool about it, and then fucking he comes back, and he does the same fucking thing. He does that weird shit, and then we start talking to the manager. He's like, no, he stays out there for half an hour.
Wow.
Like, he's fucking smoking. Me and the manager start talking about it. It turns out he has a really fucked up past. He was on fucking, what's that, America's Most Wanted?
He was?
Yeah, but he was kidnapped.
Oh, are you for word? Really?
Yeah, dude, his father kidnapped him and actually supposedly abused him.
Oh, really?
So it was fucked up, dude. He said he's been homeless and all this shit, and he got into fucking the Ouija board shit for a while where he's...
That weird Ouija or you with me music
and
shit. And
shit.
Yeah.
It was fucked. And then he came back down. And he was cool. And then they wanted him to finish. He's like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. All right. See you later.
Hmm.
So he comes in there. He starts talking to the guy. And he's like, yes, Jesus did it. Yeah, Jesus helped me through the takes or some shit. He was talking about that for a while.
Right.
And then fucking the guy comes in. And I say, hey, man, it was nice working with you. And he turns around. He grabs my hand and just, like, bows.
He bows?
I swear to God.
Like, Japanese bows, or did
like
he curtsy, like he pulled up his pants while he did?
No,
like
not curtsy. Not like a fag or nothing.
But he bowed like he went down, like all Japanese style and shit?
No, he just kind of bowed his head.
Oh, really?
Like, it was the weirdest thing. And he bowed, like, and I tried to pull my hand away, but he kept it.
Oh, man. Like,
and it was like he just bowed his head for like 7 seconds.
He had a moment with you, man.
And then he just took off. It was cool, though. I was like, man, that was pretty fucking weird. But
that's,
I mean,
that's awesome, dude. Let me tell
the
story.
It was the coolest thing,
man.
That was the coolest thing in a while. But anyways, that and recording fucking the Rick James band. That was badass, too.
You recorded Rick James?
Not Rick James, but his fucking band, because he died. That pisses me off.
Yeah. Oh, that he died?
What's that?
That he died?
Well, I wanted to record him.
That would have been nice. You probably would have been able to.
They had a replacement, which kind of sucks because he was the dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something like you can really just replace a member of the Beatles.
Yeah, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't do that.
You can't be like the Prince band.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyways, let's do a fuck all that. Let's do a prank.
Yeah, all right, man. Let's do some pranks. Look, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know if you know where Guam is, but we have a bunch of numbers there. These are English speaking people.
You know what I heard about Guam?
What's that?
This, I would love to find out about this. Somebody told me, and I read it on the net too, which is obviously true and gospel.
Okay.
that there are men that their professional job is to go around and pop girls' cherries.
Like,
did you ever hear that?
No. Are you serious? That's the job job I've been looking for.
Dude, I'd be like going down there. I'd be like, yeah, what's up, dude? My dick would be like in shape too. I'd fucking work it out.
Your dick would be in shape.
I'd be like fucking lifting weights with my dick and shit. You know, doing push-ups.
You'd change your name to Buster Hyman.
I'd be like, all right, buddy, let's get, you know what I'm saying? I'd do like double rates and shit.
Wow.
So, like, you get two broads in there. I'd probably just, you know what I'm saying? If the broads were ugly, I'd just like fucking pop it and be like, yo, you're done.
You're done. Get the fuck out.
I'd find a real man now, bitch.
And you gotta get that out.
Man's gonna cook you breakfast, cause I ain't.
Yeah.
So 3-for-1.
That's Let's awesome.
We should do it. We should just call and ask about that. Like, I don't know. Who, I mean,
there you go.
I don't know. But
we got a ton of shit. We got a cigar lounge.
Yeah. And,
cigar lounge.
Hang on, but we had one that was like kind of like sexual.
We
like
did not Madam.
Which is the one that I read? Madam. Yeah. 3-9, Madam Tokyo in Guam.
Dude, let's call out. Here's, okay.
Right.
Here's
that
the premise.
Sounds like the thing.
Right. I'm not even going to tell you the premise. I'm just going to do it.
Okay, go for it, man. We're going to call the 3-9 Madam Tokyo. Hang on, folks.
What?
I don't know. The 3-9 Madam Tokyo. It's got to be something.
That sounds like a bunch of fucking hookers and opium.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Well, they'll be the experts, man. Hang on, folks. Here comes Reclude.
Shit, Bill Clinton must be there sticking cigars up, cunt.
He must be busy. We can call the cigar lounge then.
Yeah,
speaking of cigars, all right, hang on, let me clear the line and we'll do that. Hang on, folks.
Fucking
bastards.
Tokyo.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Hello?
What's up? Hello? Hey, what's up? Hey. Can you hear me?
What the fuck?
What a fucking cunt. I mean, what am I, on mute?
No, you're not. You're coming fine on all the audio. I don't understand.
Hmm.
Hang on.
We're
going to call the KFC. All right? No, we'll go the quad. No, the KFC. The KFC.
Please try again.
What's a brother got to do to get some chicken in his bitch? Fuck him 3 hours. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello, KFC.
Daddy,
Dr.
Lee
speaking. May I help you?
Hey, how you doing, baby? What's up? This is Four Finger Freddy. What's going down? This is a dude that's about to... We're giving you half-rate specials.
For?
Basically, what's going down, you know what I'm saying? I know you got a lot of people that's in your country that, you know what I'm saying, they do the deflowering thing, you know what I'm saying, young virgins. Well, I'm giving you a deal. I'm giving you a deal, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you cut rates.
Oh, yeah?
I'm talking about 12 inches, long and black. The snake don't bite, baby, just... Jump on it.
Oh, my God. That's what you mean, huh?
That's what you're going to be saying, too. You're going to be like, oh, my God, Four Finger Freddy. Why do they call you Four Finger Freddy? Well, I'm going to tell you. Because I got the, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you two fingers in the one, and I'll give you two fingers in the other. You know what I'm saying? I got a thumb for your mouth. You know what I'm saying? You want to do that?
Oh, God. What's this?
This is Four Finger Freddy.
Oh, so who you want to talk to?
I want to talk to you, baby. Sounds like it, but I mean, it sounds like you don't need my services, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
You got any going 16-year-old girls there? A little bit plump?
16-year-old girl?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A little bit plump?
Where?
Like an ass?
Where?
You know what I'm saying? Eat too much of that chicken?
Yes.
That's them girls that need my services, you know?
I'm working at the KFC.
Yeah, what's up? When you get off?
Get up, go home, and tired. Lay down.
No, that's not what happens. When you get off is when Four Finger Freddy come over.
Oh, yeah?
Four Finger Freddy, man, he works it. I'm telling you.
Oh,
that ain't no jive talking either. Hey, how much you charge for them chicken?
Excuse me. How many pieces?
Let's see here. I got four fingers. Probably hold about three pieces.
Three-piece dinner?
I tell you what, I get it on one hand, and we be doing it with the other. You know what I'm saying? Four Finger Freddy. Out of sight.
So, what exactly you mean? You're going to get food,
you know what I'm
for
saying?
four people?
No, no, I'm talking about me only. You know what I'm saying? I get like two drumsticks in the one hand.
Okay.
And we be eating it. You know what I'm saying? With the other hand, I be doing my trademark. You know what I'm saying? Four Finger Freddy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can put the fingers wherever you want. You can distribute them however you want. We can only do two, you know what I'm saying, if you're a young girl. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hurt you. Well, I am trying to hurt you, but, you know what I'm saying? The good hurt. You know what I'm saying? You know what a good hurt is?
God, I don't really know what you're talking about.
No, that's all right. You don't have to. You know what I'm saying? It's just about, you know what I'm saying? I mean, actions speak louder than the words. And Four Finger Freddy is dynamite. Just like that chicken you got down there.
Oh, okay, all right.
So what's up? We got a date, or what's up? How late you open?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't. I'm taking already.
Oh, you're taking already. Where are you taking
right.
to?
Filipino.
Oh, you're Filipino. No, I know. Shit, I know Filipinos. They ain't never taken. You know what I'm saying? I never met a Filipino.
No, they're good. Number one.
Oh, you know, I know. Four Finger Freddy been over to Manila. You know what I'm saying? I was in the Air Force.
No, I'm just joking, sir. May I help you?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, we can get it. You know what I'm saying? I know it now. See, you were taken before, but now you're taken by Four Finger Freddy.
Four Finger Freddy.
Yeah, there you go, baby.
Exactly. What is that?
Oh, man, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I got a left hand.
Okay.
But that's the hand I'll be eating chicken out of, you know what I'm saying, doing other stuff, maybe like, you know, like slapping something. And then the other hand is where I got the four fingers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the thumb, just a bonus.
Do you want me to refer it to my manager so you can talk to them? Maybe they really know more about me.
Oh, I tell you what, that would be great. What is your manager, a boy or girl?
That's a girl.
Okay, yeah, let's put her on, see what's up. Thank you, baby, I appreciate you. I'll give you a cut, 10%. Maybe like two knuckles. Recluse is back, bitches! Ow!
Okay, hold on, sir.
All right, thank you, baby.
Hold on, may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, baby? What's up? What's your name? Who is my speaking to?
This is Casey.
Oh, how you doing, Casey? Well, see, I got a proposition for you.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Four Finger Freddy.
Four Finger Freddy. Okay.
Yes. Four fingers and a thumb, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, go ahead.
Thumb's just a bonus. See, I'm a professional man for hire, if you know what I'm saying. I just travel around Guam, you know what I'm saying? I be hooking up with them Philippines, you know, I love them Philippines.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not from Philippines.
Oh, where you from, baby?
I'm from anywhere.
Anywhere? You been around, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Been around the block? All right, Four Finger Freddy. That's why they call me Four Fingers, because, you know what I'm saying? If you a good girl, Four Finger Freddy ain't for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I only use one finger for that, you know what I'm saying? Four fingers is a good thing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't into that fist stuff, you know. I'm just into the four fingers, you know, the thumb. Be working it sideways, you know what I'm saying?
No, I really don't.
So where are you from? Where are you from? Japan?
Yeah, Japan.
Really? Konnichiwa, bitches. How you doing? Nah, I'm just kidding. You're nice ladies. So what's going on? What you doing tonight? You dating? You dating? What's going on?
No,
you got a kid? You got one of them little children?
Of course.
Okay, how many babies you got?
Why do you need to know?
Well, the thing is, you know what I'm saying? I'm Four Finger Freddy. I'm just looking for a little action, you know what I'm saying? I'm in town for a while.
Oh, yeah. I think you're calling the wrong place then.
No. I mean, I know where you're at, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to call the locals, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my business to the right people.
Okay, so I think you need to call
Well, where? Give me a number. Where should we call?
Oh, look up a number in the directory. That's where you can find it.
Okay,
number.
Where should? What's open? Hello?
He's gone.
That was awesome. What the hell, Four Finger Freddy?
I don't know, dude.
That was great. You want to call England real quick? I got a hotel in England.
Oh, jeez, Christ, yes.
This is Brighton, England. This is the quality hotel. All right, hang on, dude. Don't go anywhere. There's a line. Waiting
Please
on...
Enter
there we go.
Enter your destination
all right, hang on.
Number now.
If you like rap, then you ought to sit on my lap when I get ready to take a crap. Because every time I sit on the crap, my butthole turns into a rapper.
Alice will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 40 minutes, 40 seconds.
Oh, shit. Get a cut rate.
If you eat when you're hungry and you can drink when you're dry, and if the bathroom is dirty, then you're going to live till you die.
Hang on, brother. Thank you for your rap.
All right, dude.
All right, brother. Thanks, brother. Let's say goodbye.
Listen to me.
Yes.
I am looking for Francine.
For who?
Listen, you know the girl that works at the counter with the big knocks? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Listen, you little courtesan, I'm not playing games with you. I'm royalty. I work for the royal offices.
Yeah?
At once, hand me over to the girl... with the biggest triple D's.
The biggest what?
Triple D's, I say. Are you
what
mad?
Is that? Are you fucking idiot?
What are you, you little sand negro?
Well, fuck off.
Oh, fuck you. Go bomb a building, you little bastard.
Please enter your destination
I'm sorry, man.
Number. No.
What was that guy?
I don't know.
Sorry for all the people on Frank Call Radio.
Yeah. 3 hours, 39 minutes, 5 seconds.
Yes, sir! The guy just totally spoofed us.
Please enter your destination number.
They're British. Now. Smart.
It didn't take them long. Is it raining out there, guys? Was it raining?
Yeah, it is.
It's raining? Yeah. Coming down. My girlfriend's on the way home. Hope she's all right.
Well,
anyway.
Shit, you got any more England numbers? That's a great thing.
I do. I got the Station Hotel. I got the Downway Service Station also.
That sounds funny.
The Downway Service, that's like a gas station, or a petrol station, I guess they call it.
Yo, Carlito, what's up?
Oh, that's Pedro. Hey, say what's up to Pedro, recluse.
Yo, what up, man?
Dear sir.
Que lague.
I would like to complain in the strongest possible terms about your word use of the word San Negro. I myself have flown into a few buildings.
Okay.
And I find it halfway objectionable.
Mm. Objectionable?
Sounds like an issue.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know where we're going with this. We're going to call the Tenway Service Station.
Let's do it, man.
Hang up that phone over there a second.
Fuck the British. Bunch of pussies. We beat their ass.
Yeah, that's what they get.
Fucking.
We beat their ass twice. And then we saved them once after that. Yeah, Jen's back there.
Bro, get it on. Hello.
It's beeping at us.
Stop beeping at me, you bastard. What an outrage.
I don't know if we're on hold or if we're like... I'm going to clear it out. Hang on.
About to have a seizure.
This is giving you a seizure.
Stop it. Hold it. God damn it, now.
I'm going
to
call the new Madeira. Regular. We're losing the patient. All right, hang on, man. He's trying to message you.
Hello?
Hello, can you help you?
Listen, I'm from the royal family, and the Queen Mother is coming down. I need your best suite.
Thank
Hello?
You. Yes?
Answer me at once.
I'm answering you, yes?
Address me as Sir.
When?
Sir Royal. Say that.
Who am I speaking to, please?
This is Sir Royal Thomas Phineas.
Yes?
And you will prepare a suite at once at the royal order of the Queen Mother.
Sorry, I haven't got one.
What do you mean you haven't got one?
Our suites are full up.
What?
Do you know who you're speaking with?
Yes, but our suites are full.
Listen, this is the queen we're talking about. There is no such thing as a full suite.
The queen mother. And the queen mother, I'm afraid, is dead.
What?
You told me the queen mother. The queen mother is dead.
The new queen mother, you batty bastard.
Queen mother. We haven't got a queen mother. Tell your facts right first, please.
F.O., you poofed up.
The Queen Mother died in 2002, record. Was it in 2001 or 2002? Oh my god, man.
That was a horrible prank, but it was really funny.
I haven't fucking laughed like that in a long time, man. That's too funny. Didn't she die? Jin, when did she die? 2001 or 2002?
Fuck, I gotta get my facts straight. He's right.
I think it was 2001.
Prince, what they got, a Prince fucking William, or what do they got now?
they've got Queen Elizabeth, the old hag, and then Charles is next.
Queen Mother.
The Queen Mother, man.
This is Marie Antoinette.
Right,
blow the cakes out of your ass. She's coming down.
Yeah. Do you want to do one more, man? Or,
oh, yeah, dude. We can do them all night. Whatever.
I've got numbers in Australia also. We've got a lot of international calls that we could do here, man.
Dude, let's do it. I love that.
We got pizza runners.
I want to request a call.
Pizza runners. That sounds fucking retarded. Call that one.
Oh, yeah. Milkman wants you to do Bruno Vega. He's relaying to me via the special.
Okay. Pizza runners.
Okay. You remember Bruno Vega, right?
Oh, I got a great one.
Okay. All right. You ever hear Bruno Vega, Will? Bruno Vega is his, like, Scarface-like voice name.
Let me
does.
Get that fuck.
Yeah, do that.
He's over in the lounge doing coke right now. Hold on a second.
All right. The old Puerto Rican. Milkman, you're on the air, man. Say it, man. Come on, bro. You're not on me. Yeah, that's the one. That's the
one. Yeah, dude. Bruno that's Vega, the old
fucking communist.
All right, man. Hang on, I'm trying to get the Bruno. I forgot. What was the Bruno Vega music, man? Was it this one right here? Hang on.
Astro cocksucker.
All right, here we go.
Bruno Vega was the record used
played
on the gangbang call.
All right, cool. So this is a pizza place in Australia, okay?
Pizza, honest. All
right.
They're going to be running more than pizza when I get through them. Pizza, honest. Hello? Pick up. Call up, Dave.
Good afternoon, Pizza Runners. Joy speaking.
Listen. I got a proper... Hello? What is your delivery time?
This is Pizza Runners.
Yeah, I know it's goddamn Pizza Runners. Listen, what is your time for deliveries?
There's no need to be rude, but...
No, I'm not being rude. I'm just being frank. Hello?
Oh, yeah, 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Listen, we're going to make a deal, you and me. Listen, I need some runners. I got some... what do you run? What? How far are you from the beach?
A very long way.
Okay, well, listen.
He'll be back in about 15 minutes, and you can talk to our manager. He'll be here in about 15
no,
minutes.
No, listen. We just need some runners.
Then, please.
You know what I'm saying? White powder, you fucking piece of shit.
Please enter your destination.
That's too much, Breckloot, man. That's good. I get it. Runners. I get it.
That's trying to make a correlation. Bruno Vega, runners, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure she understood it. I think that makes a translation.
There's no need to be rude. What are you fucking, British?
Fuck you. I know, right? Please, don't. Well, in Britain, if they hang up on you, right, Will, they'll tell you they're going to hang up on you? They'll hang
up. I'm going to hang up on you.
Exactly. That's what... I love fucking Britain, dude. That's like... We got to get more numbers over there, dude. That shit is... I mean, they'll fucking talk to you. Like they take everything so goddamn serious.
Hey, I'm going to call, we got Prudence Dick.
What?
Hang on the line. I'm going to call Prudence Dick. Feel free to jump in if you want, all right?
Where?
This is in England. This is in Devonshire Place, Brighton, England. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Prudence. Oh, we got SF Gay.
SF Gay? Listen. Hello. I would like to say that I'm John Thomas. John Thomas means dick. Did you know that?
Is it really? I didn't know that. Where
yeah, that's like they say.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to pull out my John Thomas. Buy a French tickler and go to town on your bum.
Hang on, let's just harass SF Gay, all right? just because we're crude.
San Francisco, is that what it stands for?
I don't know. San Francisco Gay, I don't
know. Listen, I'm talking to SF Gay. He's got him.
The Queen Mother wants you to take a French tickler in the ass for the country.
Is he mad at the... Yeah, you should. If she asks you to do that, you should do it. All right. I would do it for her.
God save the Queen.
Why does half the music not work on here, Will? This sucks,
I
man.
Tried to tell you.
Yeah. No, it sucks. It really sucks. All right, there we go.
Ask him to do W.C. Fields.
W.C. Fields. Can you do W.C. Fields in this call?
Okay, we can
do
this.
Cool. All right, hang on. SFK, you're on the way.
Another classic.
Hello?
Hello?
May I speak to SF Gay, please?
Yeah, where are you?
Listen, okay. I have somebody that needs to speak to you.
Okay.
Would you please hold the line, please?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. I don't have now. This is WC Fails. How are you?
Hello, who is it?
Hello, we're trying. Hi. This is your neighborhood salesman.
What,
we've got a new gadget. What's that?
Was it 6 in the morning?
6 in the morning, yes, that's bright and early, ready for a sale, ready for a good sale for you. Listen, we got this broom picker-upper thing, and it cleans, you know, carpets, curtains.
Where are you ringing from?
What's that?
Where are you ringing from?
Well, I'm from the good old continent US of A. You remember the tea bags?
Yeah, but what do you want to ring me for? Oh, you want to speak for us?
We are selling something for you, dear, and you are the first customer, so you get a very good prize for this. You get a good discount, 15% off,
yeah,
and we're doing this through... What's that?
Listen,
speak up. I can't hear you, dear. Hello, hello.
I think they bought it. Tell them they bought it.
Hello? How you doing, miss?
Hello?
Top of the morning to you from the good US of A. How you doing, sir? Well?
Well, this is all right, okay.
Yes, how you doing, sir? We got a fine... What a fine day it is.
Please enter your number.
Hang on, let me call Prudence, Dick. Hang on.
Wake up!
I don't think they're going to answer, man.
Let's keep trying.
We're going to give it 3 more.
5 more rings. 1.
5.
2. 3.
Your call has been forwarded.
4. 5.
That's it.
Fuck.
Fuck, you lose, man. You lose.
You had a good run.
All right, man. Thanks for being on, man. You cracked me up twice.
That was great. We had a good run.
That was Yahoo.
Yeah,
right,
and get a hold of Milkman on Yahoo, man.
Okay, I'll be on now around.
Yeah. All right. He's got the message, Milkman. All right, later, man.
All right, later.
Oh, my God. That was a blast from the past. Some of his famous characters. I loved it. W.C. Fields. Oh, my God. Bruno Vega. Yeah. Oh, those are some great old times, man. I love this show on PCU. Hand release. I never missed it, man. I recorded and still have probably the first show still in February.
Jonathan's coming in. Hang on, let me get Jonathan on the line here real quick. Jonathan, you're on the mouth.
What's up, Carlito?
Oh, we're doing great, man. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been trying to get a hold of you for the last hour.
Very popular tonight. Very busy, sir. It's been a great show so far. It's been nonstop, man. How you doing, man? How's the week?
Pretty good. Everything's going good over here.
All right, man. All right. You got Will and Pedro. Say hi to Jonathan. Hang on. Pedro's going to talk to Jonathan real quick.
Jonathan.
What's up, Will?
No.
It's Pedro.
This is Pedro.
Yeah, we got another one now.
And another one. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm okay.
All right, what up?
Just planning out for my vacation for next month.
No doubt.
Yep, I'll be going to Orlando and Tampa Bay next month.
Orlando where else?
Yep, Orlando and Tampa.
Yeah.
I think we found the Puerto Rican version of Jonathan here, man. Pedro, that's awesome.
You were doing alright with Tampa, Orlando, now. You don't need to go there, man.
Yep.
Yeah, while I'm in Orlando, I'm going to try to stop by and see you, Carlito.
Yeah, man, definitely. Right, Pedro, we should do that.
You should. I mean, yeah. Carlito's a good guy.
Pedro's speaking for me right now.
I guess I am.
He's my attorney.
Yes.
Any questions you want to make to me, you make them to Pedro from now on.
Say something. You got something to say? Say something.
I was just calling in to see how y'all were doing.
All right, that's good. That's good. What else you got to say, my man?
And I would just like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope you have a safe weekend, too.
Yeah. Are you going to come see Carlitos? Say hi to him when you stop by Orlando?
Yeah, if I'll probably meet Carlito somewhere.
Somewhere where? All right. So, we might have to sign some papers on that just in case.
Yeah. Hey, we're ready.
Make it legit.
It's hard. Yeah, hold it, Carlito, when the phone free line's always off.
It's a phone fuck up. All right, Jonathan, we're going to go, man. Hey, that's it. Now's just time to say hi to all your fans real quick. I got to take a break. I'm up against a hard break, man.
Jonathan, yeah. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Nice to see you.
Bye-bye now. See you, Jonathan. Thanks for calling in, man.
No problem.
All right.
That's Jonathan. Jonathan Jonathan. Thank you for calling in, man. He's always a very exciting gentleman. He's very exciting, isn't he, Pedro? We gotta get Pedro a mic here, somehow. Guys, we'll work on that, alright? For next show, if you don't mind. I mean, if he comes back. We need a guest set up here, but yeah. We're gonna come right back. Milkman, how you feeling about the show so far? Good? Yes, no?
Man, that was great, man. Just revival and return of the incredible raccoon.
Awesome.
Oh man, great. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. I'm gonna take a break. Jen, you still with us, man? Is it not too late for you yet? 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, man. You know I wouldn't miss this for shit.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break. It's gonna be about 5 minutes long, and we're gonna be right back. So in the meantime, we'll leave you with this. It's now 12:56 a.m. on Friday, the 16th of March. God, it's late. Spring break, bitches.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma test this guy. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck are you.
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just someone died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Soldier, happy meet you.
Oh man, I'm the best there is, honey. You're gonna look at me and go, woo! This is me.
Well, who's me?
Giving you the word of love.
They must have some crazy dogs, as I don't want your crazy dog. Get on gone.
Or do you like the little young black men?
I won't be sad.
You're gonna cry.
I won't cry.
You're gonna cry.
Revolu Chuck show.blogspot.com prank call podcast internet for you, for your family, for your future children. It's all right here.
On Friday, March 2nd, the government announced its decision on the royalty rates internet radio webcasters must pay the music industry to license the music we play. The problem is the new rates amount to well over 100% of even the most successful webcasters' online radio revenues. This means unless the rates are changed, most or all of your favorite internet radio stations will be bankrupt and the industry will go silent. Let your representatives in Congress know you want them to step in and do something to save internet radio. Visit savethestreams.org today to sign our online petition and learn how to contact your representatives in Congress. Get the facts at savethestreams.org. Thanks.
Night.
me something, nigga, I don't sweat today.
Hey, we're back. So I had to plan my escape out again. 10 years ago, Notorious B.I.G. died. Last week, 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been 10 years.
You know, Tupac.
That's like high school reunion time.
It's my 10-year reunion this year, but... Ah! My 10-year reunion is up this year, but I don't know where it's going to be held. I tried finding information on it. I guess they're not doing one. I don't know. A bunch of assholes I went to high school with, so I don't care. Fuck them anyway. All stuck up. But, I got along with them, but since they were just all nerdy. Anyway.
People just thought I was crazy.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Because you're so tall, man.
You know.
That's why. We've got numbers in Puerto Rico coming in from Lonesome Loser. We've got more numbers in Australia. We got more numbers in Guam.
Get some Alaska numbers. Alaska.
Alaska? I'm sure they'll come. We can't stay on for much longer, man. I got stuff to do tomorrow. We got another half hour show left, but I'd like to thank you all for staying with us here. Pedro's now gone. It was nice having him here. Thank you, Pedro. And there we go. Milkman Jin, how you guys doing? You guys all right? You guys are quiet.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. I sent you that call that we did together on my show last Sunday.
Yes, you did. I should play that. Let me get that right now. Good idea. Hey, thanks, Jin. Let me go with...
It's 10 minutes long, but it's worth it.
Well, let's play a little bit of it. You didn't edit it down for time or nothing? Is it Psycho? Is that the one, Psycho?
I did, yeah. That is the edited one.
All right, let's play a little bit over here.
4-hour Walgreens, located at southwest corner of...
All right, we'll come back with the next prank call of the night. We're calling Guam again. One moment.
For the pharmacy department, press 1. For all other departments, press 2. To hear hours and location, press 3.
No, I pressed 1.
This Fastoid is hilarious.
Hello. Hi. I have taken something and I'm not sure what it was. And it's just driving me absolutely nuts, you know? I go, Bobby.
Press 8. If you are a doctor or doctor's representative, press 1.
Okay.
If you are a patient, press 2.
I am a patient.
To hear hours and location, press 3.
3.
To one of our pharmacy staff, press 0.
Press 0.
To return to the main menu,
zero.
Press 9.
0.
To repeat this menu at any time, press the star key.
What the fuck is wrong with this girl?
That's crazy, Jim. You're a crazy guy.
It was better when you were on the phone. You gotta get into it, but...
Yeah, I know.
Auto Club Touring, this is Ray. May I help you?
Hey, woman, how you doing?
All right.
Good. I have a question. what movies are showing right now?
Movie?
Yes, movie.
Let me see. Are you trying to contact the theater?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I'm trying to get a hold of someone. I'm trying to get a hold of a real person. I don't want to speak to the voicemail machine or whatever it is you have there. I am a man of a very serious, large tonnage, and I need to make special arrangements for my seating.
Well, the point is, you've called the towing company.
What? Where are you located exactly? You're at the outlets?
This is a towing company. See, we, the number of our towing company was inadvertently, mistakenly advertised as the theater number. The theater number, however, is 649-1111.
Ah, okay. All right. So do you like to have sex in towing trucks?
We're towing trucks.
Well, do you have sex in a tow truck ever?
Oh, no.
Never? In the cab? No, never in the nasty cab with nasty food wrappers everywhere and stuff like that? You wouldn't be into that?
Nope.
No? Are you married?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to mate with you.
Oh, really now?
Yes. Would you like to mate with me?
Would you like to get shot?
Maybe, if I made it with you first. Maybe, would it be worth it?
Nope.
No? What's your husband like?
Huh?
What is your husband like?
What is he like?
Yeah.
He's like somebody that shoots people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How tall is he?
Huh?
How tall is he?
How tall is he?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why
oh, yeah.
Are you calling me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, I'm getting close. How tall is he? Okay, no, you know, we're not going anywhere with this. You know, I'm trying to get you to mate with me. I guess it's not going to happen, huh? Hello. Hey. That's it. We're done. We're done, Will. I'm disgusting. I'm disgusting. She said she gave me the real number, though, did she not?
But I forgot. 1119.
1119?
Something like that.
I'm going to try to get that. All right, well.
Maybe it is 1119.
All right, let's try it. Let's try a different number then. We're just going to try the bamboo bar.
I pressed zero. All right, hold on a second, Carly.
Please try again. To read your prescription, press 8.
Yes.
If you are a doc, please hold to speak to one of our pharmacy staff.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah.
She's got to shut up long enough for him.
Morgan's Pharmacy, Joey speaking. I'm going to help you.
Joey, I need your help, bloody. I'm going crazy with the stuff here, man. I took some pills or something. I'm having an allergic reaction.
This last name.
Stuart.
S-T-W-A-R-T. What's the date of birth?
September the 9th, 1987.
September 9th, 1987.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Governor. How are you?
Governor?
Yes, Governor. How are you?
I'm okay.
I need to speak to the owner of the business. I am the Governor.
You are the Governor?
Yes.
Who would you want to speak to, sir?
The owner of the business.
One moment, please.
Thank you. Who's the Governor of Guam? That was a recording, Will. God, you're so slow. So I'm Will. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm playing with you. Sorry, Will. Don't mean to make fun of you. Hello. I am the Governor.
Okay.
Do you know what my name is?
Okay. Governor of which...
I'm the Governor of Guam. I am Felix Perez Camacho.
Okay.
And I would like to let you know that you have been awarded the Improvement of Valor Award for 2007. Congratulations, my madam.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what that entails you to?
No. Sorry, I don't.
You get to mate with me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we will have a beautiful Guam child. And he will become known as the Islander. And he will lead us towards the future.
Okay.
And Guam will be a shining star at the top of a mountain.
Okay.
In all the Pacific. And we will crush the Koreans. And the subhuman Japanese.
Okay.
It has been written, and so it has been said. I am the Governor. Do you recognize my order? Madam, I am the Governor. I only offer my hand once.
Okay.
I only offer my hand once.
Would you like to give me your contact information, Mr. Governor?
I'd rather not. You can just call the Governor House.
Okay.
It's in the Hagatna. Hagatna, Guam.
Okay. May I ask who you want to speak to?
I need to speak to the owner of the business to give you the prize. Yes.
Okay, then you'd like to talk to your tenant partner?
Well, I was told I was going to talk to you, that you were the owner of the business.
No, we don't own the business.
Oh, Jesus. Since when? Since when are you... Since when... Damn it. Are you there, ma'am? She just heard me start saying, damn it. I think she hung up. Are you there, damn it?
It's the Governor of Guam. The president is George W.
Well,
Bush's.
I'm thinking of a different country.
Oh.
It's all about mom being part of the U.S.
It is, man. It's one of those
I
dirty
remember
islands.
That it is, but...
You forgot.
I forgot for that moment.
That's very embarrassing.
You know? I tell people at work all the time, I forgot.
You tell people at work that Guam is a part of America?
Yeah, but then I forgot when I looked over here. Like, why is it like the governor is that, but the president is George W. Bush of another country?
There goes the mics again.
I think they can still hear us.
Hey!
It's still going.
See? Yeah, yeah, it's still going. We're getting a lot of weird...
Oh, you can't hear anything?
I can't.
I can't hear everything. Can you hear it now?
Nope. Just barely hear. Hang on, folks.
Yeah?
There, now I hear. I don't know. I need new speakers. I need to upgrade a lot of this equipment, man. You know, it's very rudimentary. Milkman and Jin, what's going on with you? Stop the music, Milkman, please. Milkman.
Not much, man. I don't know.
Where's Milkman at?
Hey, I'm right here.
I got no idea.
What's going on with you two? You guys aren't talking. You guys aren't interacting. You're being all quiet. What's going on? What's your problem? You guys fighting?
And you had me on mute for the whole half the fucking show. No. I'm good.
We've been listening to you and Will, basically.
Oh, no. So you guys are upset that me and Will have been talking. Is that what's going on? Oh, man.
We just didn't want to break in.
There hasn't been a pause.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry, Milkman. I feel bad. We got to include you in the festivities, man. I'm sorry. This has just been a Will-centric episode. That's all.
I haven't done anything.
I know.
That's cool.
It's been an Orlando-centric episode. I'm very sorry, Milkman. You're now involved. So what should we do next, sir? You're
all the, right.
What do we do now? Milkman, get your guitar, man.
What do you feel like doing, man?
I want you to play me a nice tune on your guitar. I want you to play me something on your guitar. Make it so. you got that ability?
That, bro.
Don't you have it right next to you all the time?
Yeah.
Wow. Putting you on the spot. Tell me when you're ready.
I don't think you can hear it, man. That's the problem.
Oh,
I don't
seriously?
Even have no cord hooked up.
Never mind then, man. Fine. It used to be good for the guitar at the spur of the moment. I guess not, man. Whatever. Jen,
I know, but remember my unit got hit by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to work with Rectid right now to get advice on what's better to get.
All
right,
Jen, brother man, we're going to play the rest of your call now. I want to reiterate to everybody that Jen is on. Jen, and Jen, speak up a little bit. Jen, you're on Sunday night again, right? Sunday afternoon?
Yes. Sunday lunch with Jen Stewart. Right.
Okay.
And 1 p.m. Eastern time on PCU Radio.
1 p.m. Eastern time on PCU. All right. All right, Milkman, I need you to play Stairway to Heaven while we get that call ready here. You understand?
Oh man, it's echoing too bad.
Oh, man.
I can't do it with the echo, man.
Wow, that's bad. All right, I got the call ready. This is Jen. You told me to start your prank call around 6:20.
Yeah, 6:20 is good.
All right.
From there, it's only about three or four all minutes right. long, but it's worth it.
All right, Milkman. That's enough.
He's still on the phone.
Excellent.
Hang on. Hang on a second, Milkman.
People are dying in the chat, dude. Everybody's
yeah.
dying.
I can't imagine, man.
Excellent factoid.
Here we go.
Tell me you're shaking.
Hello? Hello, good fucking heavens, they put me on hold again. I'm going to call them back. Oh, fuck. Hold on a second, man. I've got to call them back.
And
your 24-hour Walgreens.
Yes, 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 yes.
Located at
0001234.
That is an invalid entry.
Our store and pharmacy are open 24
hours a day, 7 days a week.
Christ, get on the phone.
Corner of Chickasaw and Lake Underhill. For the pharmacy department, press 1.
Press 1. Right, there we go.
At the tone, please leave your name, physician's name,
Jesus.
And phone number.
This is like Jim, crazy IVR call.
I thought you added it. That is 620. Oh,
620 left.
That wasn't 620. I was on the wrong 620. Oops. I had it at 620 remaining.
Yes, here we go. Yes, baby. I got you 620. Hi, it's Jim Stewart again. I spoke to somebody a minute ago, and he must have hung up the phone on me. I don't know why he did that.
Oh, he put you on hold so you can speak to the pharmacist.
Then get the pharmacist. Get the pharmacist, please. Immediately.
Hi.
Hello. Hi there. How do you do? I need your help, please, because I must have taken something. And I seem to be going insane.
No problem. Okay. What medication you need?
I don't need any medication. I must have taken some medication. And this seems to be an allergic reaction to it. I don't really know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, my God. What medication are you allergic to?
I don't know, but I seem to be hyperventilating. It was just some white kind of powdery stuff. And it went right up my nose.
Okay, may I have your day of birth?
September the 9th, 1987. September the 9th, 1987. September the 9th, 1987. Shit!
Okay, tell me the month now. Tell me the month.
Woosa. Ooh,
what's the month?
September. September is the month, yes. September, yes.
Tell me the day.
I'm coming down. The ninth. The ninth day of the ninth.
The ninth?
Yes.
Okay, what's the year?
Oh, yes, that's good. Ooh.
What would be the year?
1987. Here we go again. What the fuck is going on?
Okay,
man.
Tell me. What's your name?
Jim Stewart.
Okay, tell me your last name.
Stewart. 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 Bam, bam.
Oh, okay. Then tell me your first name.
Jin. J-I-N. Here we go.
I can't find that name.
What do you mean you can't find it? I don't care if you can find it or not. I need you to help me.
Okay, because I'm not sure what you need right now. You said you have allergic...
Well, I need something. Fuck's sake, give me something.
Are you calming down right now?
I'm calming.
Okay.
Okay,
no problem. You said you were born on September 9th of 87, right?
September 9th, 1987. That rings a bell. Yes, I think that's my birthday.
Okay. And now the last thing...
What the fuck is going on?
Okay. Say the last name for me.
Whoa. Sorry, what?
Okay, hello?
Yes, hi.
Okay, you said you have allergic reaction to one of your medications,
right? Some sort of reaction to this drug.
Can you breathe?
And I don't...
Can you breathe?
I can breathe, but it's... Woosa, I need to drink. That's good. Yes. It's getting better.
Okay.
It's getting better. But all of a sudden, you know, sometimes I just get these blips. Hello?
Do you need to call the ambulance?
Oh, I don't think I need an ambulance. No.
You don't need it?
No ambulance. Sorry. Because I'm calm.
No, I'm calm. Okay.
Whoops.
So if you have allergic, is that because of like rash? Are you itchy?
Rash? Yeah, I think it was a rash. I think this is caused by a rash.
Okay. And you stop taking the medication, okay?
No, I didn't take any medication. I just took a drug. It was white powder. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Left and right, left and right, left and right. Yes, and I took the drug and I just... What the fuck, you know?
Okay. You need to call your doctor or you call someone who can help you with, okay?
Oh, Musa. No, excuse me. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
My name is Jin Stewart, okay? Jin Stewart. And right now...
Stewart?
Jin Stewart. Yes, Jin Stewart. And you're on my show, Sunday Lunch with Jin Stewart. Thank you for being a great sport, all right? You have a very nice day, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah! You know that.
Excellent. Jin Stewart, that was very, very long, but it was very good. It's that. How now? Were you? Let me ask you a question about
that. Well, you
that.
Were there. You were standing outside. You know what would have been even better
if I would have been
given
there.
Them your cell phone.
No, but I'm not gonna get involved like that, man. Are you crazy? This is not Britain. You know,
but
people
you were standing right in front of the store.
Yeah, and giving them the cell phone. No, I would not.
That would have been great.
I'm not going to get involved like that. You're crazy, man. I was watching. I was getting the reactions, but when I put you on hold, I thought they hung up on you, so I just left. I just left. Yeah, and hey, Milkman, you know, you did a good
job. I tried again.
I listened to most of that show, and I just want to say Milkman did a very good job on there, man. I'm very proud of you, sir. You've made me very proud the way you handle yourself.
Yeah, Milkman's great. He backs me up all the time. I love him. He's great.
Is he even around? Where is this guy? Milkman, anywhere? Milkman's dead. Oh my god, we lost Milkman.
Yo, yo.
What
yo,
are you doing?
Yo.
What is up with Milkman? I think he's like
smoking.
He's flipping out. I think he took
some. I think he took some white powder.
That was kind of scary. Milkman, wake up. It's time to wake up, Milkman.
Yeah, you think so?
I think he's talking in
his
sleep.
What's going on, Carlito?
He's talking in his fucking sleep. We're having a weird show.
I just got back from pumping some woolies on my rascals.
I was getting the reactions, but when I put you on hold, I thought they hung up on you, so... Anyway, that was really creepy.
Jin Stewart's one crazy bastard.
Yeah, anyway, dude, we got like one more prank call in us right now. We're going to call it a night, all right? Because it's late, right, Will?
That's right.
I mean, you got to do stuff tomorrow. We gotta get
I have
some
to go to work.
You working tomorrow?
Yeah.
Me too. I forgot what time I go in tomorrow.
I traded.
Can I find out what time I go in tomorrow?
Yes.
How?
The website.
Bro, you can teach me before you leave real quick.
Yeah.
Good, man, because I forgot. And the other day I was an hour late because I thought I had to come in at one time, and I was like, am I supposed to come in at 12 or 1 o'clock? And I said, I think it's 1 o'clock, I'm not sure, but... And I showed up and I was supposed to be there at 12. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I just didn't take a lunch that day. Anyway,
We all did the same thing.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. So yeah, Jin and Milkman, you know, Captain Bringdown and the Boner Police over there, just quiet. I'm at a loss, Milkman. I can't get you.
Yeah, man, I don't know when to interrupt. Man, you keep talking.
I know. I just feel bad. I feel like I'm ignoring you guys. Well, let me shut up about it already. Let's do the last call of the night here. This is going to be Yum Yum Thai Takeaway.
You want me to call in?
Yeah, you want to do a call, man? Take us out of here.
Yeah, why not, man?
All right. Let's do that.
Dial the number here.
Let's do it. Dial the number here. I'm excited about that.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
We'll be here any second.
Nicht wieder schön und herrlich. Indem ich euch hier blicke, weiß ich mein Lebenskampf.
All right. Waiting on Jin Stewart from JinStewart.com.
Yeah, they tell me they have to give me an announcement. They tell me it's going to cost money, but it'll be on any second.
Yeah, no problem, sir. That's fine. We're just wrapping things up here. If you want to call in, the toll-free line again is 888-278-8509. And also, we want to tell everybody to go to MadhouseMunchies.com. MadhouseMunchies.com. That is our new sponsor, MadhouseMunchies.com. And their toll-free line is, fucking damn it, is 888
Munchies
Madhouse. No, it's 888 Madhouse.
Madhouse.
Well, that's not us. That's just our sponsor, Madhouse Munchies Potato Chips. Check them out. MadhouseMunchies.com. Yeah,
record it.
Yes, sir. And tell them Madhouse Radio sent you, okay? MadhouseLive.com. Tell them Madhouse Radio sent you. Thank you.
Jin Stewart.
Yeah,
thank you, man. So did I tell you we have a new sponsor, man?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we had Madhouse Munchies right out of Vermont, man.
Yeah?
They're an actual potato chip company. They heard the show and they got into it, so we're we're telling everybody to call, you know, call them and go to their website and tell them that Madhouse Live sent them, and there you go.
All right, nice. MadhouseMunchies.com.
MadhouseMunchies.com. That's right. I should have given it out earlier in the show, you know. There's only like half the people listening that normally would listen because we started like, what, an hour and a half late?
Yeah.
Yeah, so fuck, man. Fuck, it's such a it's a boner. It's a bummer, man. Isn't it a bummer?
It's a bummer.
It's a bummer, you know. And then Milkman's all upset. Now I got to talk to him after the show. Okay, we're going to call, I got Little Devil Pizzas in Australia. You excited about that?
Yeah, wait for me.
All right,
does
great.
Does it have real devil?
I don't know. We're about to find out. See if it has real Tasmanian devil. I want some authentic Tasmanian devil. All right, hang on, man. Nowhere. This is going nowhere. I'll celebrate a funeral. Hey, look, there's Alaska, man. Oh, God. We gotta call Bob Cox.
Hello.
G'day, mate. You serve, like, all the exotic foods, right?
Yeah.
Right. Could you serve, like, koala bear?
No.
What do you mean, no? I want some, like, exotic food. This is what I was told. I was told you do, like, all the stuff, like koala, panda bear, like elephant and all that stuff.
Can't help you, mate. Sorry.
What do you mean you can't help me, mate? Could you take a shit and maybe I'll eat that? Listen, I want some koala bear. You understand? I'm going to come in there. I want koala, all right? Rare koala bear.
No problem.
What do you mean, no problem? A minute ago, you said it wasn't possible. Now you changed your mind. What's going on here? You're playing mind games with me, motherfucker.
He's gone.
Please enter your destination number now.
We're going to call Elizabeth Simpson. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, love. How are you?
It's 5:30 in the morning.
Are you awake now?
Yes, dear.
Wonderful. That's it. Thank you for waking up. Thank you for waking up. The rest of your day is ruined.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Are you?
Hello. Who's on my line, please? Hello.
Who's on?
Elizabeth, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, Elizabeth, there seems to be something wrong with my line. How are you, dear?
I'm all right.
Oh, that's very good. That's splendid, Liz. I'm on my way. And I was wondering
where
if you could see me this afternoon. To your house.
Well, who are you?
To the cinema. It's Jim Stewart. I'd like to take you to the cinema. And I think
no, you've got it all wrong. You've got it all wrong.
Shut up a moment. I thought we could I could take you to the cinema, sit you in the seat in front of me, and I could kick you in the seat like you were doing to me yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean you don't know? I was in the cinema yesterday watching Poor Rats, and you were kicking me in the chair. Now I want to take you to the cinema and do the same thing to you. You nasty.
You've got the wrong number.
No, this is Elizabeth Taylor, Simpson. Taylor, bastard. I know you. I sit on your roof at night.
What?
Yes, I want to take you to the cinema so that I can do to you what you did to me. Do you understand, lady?
No, you've got it all wrong.
What have I got wrong? She hung up.
She's in England, actually. I'm going to call Bob Cox. Hang on.
Your current balance will allow you to talk.
Are you doing the call?
Yep. Yes, I am.
35 minutes, 58 seconds.
Hello?
Hello, is this the funeral fuckers? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is it?
The house number?
Yeah, well, I was told by an associate to call you guys. My dog got run over, and a gentleman died in the car accident, and we're paying for the funeral.
Oh, okay. Look, I'll give you a mobile number.
Hey, woman. Hey, woman.
Hello?
You shut up when you take my order. I need two caskets. I need a bottle of embalming fluid. And I need the flowers, whatever the fuck. Pink flowers.
I think you better ring 6862.
I think you better write down my name. Hey, woman. Write down my name.
What? Could you ring 6862223?
Hey, look, talk to my son.
Hello? Oh, hello? Is he on the phone? Hello? Hey! Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Please, Andrew. Fucking. Okay, I'm gonna have you call Puerto Rico. Hang on. That would suck. Well, we got another one lined up here. The Vulcan nightclub.
All right, call them.
Hang on, we gotta let this ring out though. Now, you don't know much about Puerto Rico, do you, sir?
No.
Hello.
Hello?
I think it's forwarding, yeah. Oh, man. Alright, any second now, I'll hang up. Anyway, the Vulcan nightclub. Fuck it, I'm just gonna hang up and do it myself.
You have.
Here we go.
$2.
The Vulcan. The Vulcan. Oh, it means volcano. Yeah. The Star Trek thing. Live long and prosper. Yeah. Ryan Milkman.
Hello.
Yeah, man. Call him on.
Hello. 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 I'm hearing buzzing noises. Hello. Hello.
Where's the number?
Yes, hello. Yes, hello. Who's speaking?
Antonio Remo.
Who?
Antonio Remo.
Antonio Remo. Okay, hello, Antonio Remo. Listen, I'm looking for my wife. She's about 4 feet tall. Is she around?
No, wrong number.
What do you mean, wrong number? This is a volcano?
No.
No? Who the hell is this? This is Antonio Gonzalez Morales. Hey, well, Antonio, listen, how are you, my friend?
Wrong number.
Are you feeling a little horny? No? Hello?
No.
No, you're not feeling a little bit horny. Well, anyway, would you still like to have a little bit of Randy Dandy with me? It's not. Antonio Andero, please don't hang up.
He's still there. He's stupid. He's a dumbass.
I'm
going to call him back. It's all you've been harassing me.
All right.
Okay, then you jump in.
All right.
Any second now. When the woman takes over again.
Please enter your destination number now.
Oh, what's his name?
Antonio Bandero.
Okay.
It was him.
That's it.
Gonzalez Morales. Antonio Gonzalez Morales, what he said.
Ramos. Antonio Ramos.
Well, my name is Julio Granda.
My name is Jim Stewart.
All right, Jim.
And you're watching the Night Lenders.
This guy's gonna take forever to answer.
I don't think he's gonna pick up.
Probably not. What a bastard, this guy.
Oh, I'm too bad, man. He sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, he did. Alright, I'm out of Puerto Rico numbers, though. I would like to find my family's numbers and have you prank them, but I don't.
You know, even Katie Kay is asking me to prank his father on my show, but I couldn't get through to him.
Oh, his dad's funny, man. He's got this French accent.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got this prank with his dad, and he's all drunk and fighting. He's like, fuck you, asshole, like that.
Nice.
Anyway. All right, Jen.
All right, that's it?
That should hang on. Let's see what's going on here. Wow, that's it, I'm done. I think we've taken things where we know we can never take them again.
I think so.
All right. All right, Milkman, take us out of here, sir. Well, that's all you can do.
All right, man. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody for helping us out there, such as KDK, our wonderful sponsor, Dr. Lego, all you great guys out there. We love you guys. Also like to thank Mr. Teto. Does such a wonderful job. You the man. DD, all our friends out there. Jen Stewart, welcome, man. Thanks a lot. Great job, man. Free Willy, we love you, man. Good job, man.
Oh, man.
Everybody that calls in, Jonathan, our man. And, oh, my God, Recluse, the return of Recluse.
Yeah, that's right, Recluse.
Look forward to hearing more from the legendary Recluse.
Yeah, man, he's back. Welcome
I'll
back,
be in
Recluse.
Touch, Rec. Thanks a lot for tuning in, man.
Yeah.
Crazy bastard, you worthless piece of shit.
Duh, that guy.
Thanks. Great class.
Just
Yep. He let me just laugh in our own way.
Also, I want to thank especially you, our listener. Oh, and a big thanks to the hardest working man in radio, Storm Shuttle. MS3, big special high five. MS3 Clay for the big help out, man. Rescue and pick up the ball for the Jim Stewart Show. God bless you. Thank you so much. And you, our listener, thank you and God bless you. We love you all. No matter how crazy you are, you're the best, man, because we do it all for you, man.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Sweet kisses, love you. Meet you in bed in 5 minutes. Fuck everybody, you, peace out. We'll see you next week. Love you. Back to you, our fearless leader, Carlito. God bless you, and thank you so much for bringing us all to laugh.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
I don't know why I keep doing that. Smoke weed every day. Oh, I haven't played that in a long time. I used to play it like 10 times a show. Now that Commander Jackass is gone. But
you need to shut the fuck up.
We're done. Will, thanks for stopping by.
No problem, man.
Milk Man, thank you for doing everything you do, man.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Great time.
I got to talk to you after the show. Please get a hold of me. Please get a hold of me after the show, Milkman, please. If you don't mind, sir.
You want me to call you on the phone?
Yeah, wait about 15 minutes after the show is over, if you don't mind. All right.
All right.
Great. Glad you understand. Jim Stewart, thank you for being on, man.
All right, chill, pal.
All right. Have a good day or a good night, whatever it is you're going to do now. You're going to sleep or what?
It will be a good day. I've got to go to college in 3 hours,
man. Oh, shit. Not me. It's spring break, bitch. Haha, spring break.
Nah.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're out of here. Peace out. We'll catch you next week. MadhouseLive.com. MadhouseMunchies.com. And 98.6TheMouth.com.
Yeah.
Milkman.com.
Leave me in bed in 5 minutes. Sweet kisses.
WillWallace.com. That's your last name, right? Will Wallace?
No, sir.
William Wallace.
I used to have a website, WillSpot.com. You're a bomb.